Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning there, Linda Bott.
Well, good morning, and it's currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios. Wow, I know you have a couple things that we're going to get to this morning. First of all, let's give you a forecast for our Good Morning Chat Packers. It's going to be 78 today, okay, for, you know, we've got blooms coming out, I can tell you. It's just weird. Bats in the backyard. That was just the weirdest thing. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 45. Thursday looks like we're going to have around 73. Mostly clear on Thursday night with 49 and 70s across the week. Tell you what, it was really weird bringing up the doggy park because it's wintertime actually, so there's no sprinklers on, so it's just become a dust bowl up there, which is amazing. But anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are our warm friends, and they're always doing right by being locally owned, and Chuck and Judy Kinney started Shasta Gas Propane in 1997. So shout out to you guys for being our sponsors for the weather. And Carl, you read the paper this morning, and you are ready to roll.
Yeah, I am. There's some things we're going to talk about, but our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're, of course, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Angel's already on with It's Hump Day. It's Hump Day. You know, that's one of my favorite commercials is the camel walking. Now, know what day it is? Know what day it is? Yes, it's hump day. Yes, that's true. And it's also our Wells Fargo Advisor Day. Monday through Friday at this time, and 8 and 9, we have our Wells Fargo Advisor on with our Market Minute. And today, it's Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 18 points at 16,395. The S&P 500 is off fractionally at 1843. The NASDAQ Composite is up 6 points at 4,232. Active stocks on the big board, Advanced Micro Devices, off 43 cents at $3.74. Bank of America up 2 pennies at $17.03. Alcoa positive 16 cents at $12.29. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo off a nickel at $82.86, Pacific Gas and Electric up 3 pennies at $41.30, AT&T down a dime at $33.47. In the bond department, treasury prices are lower. The 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 2.84% and the 30-year bond 3.75%. Over to commodities, gold is down fractionally at $12.41.40 per ounce, silver up 2 pennies at $19.89, crude oil positive 90 cents, trading at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:05, 8:05, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You know what? They know what's going on. They keep their ears to the ground. And they are constantly in touch with what's happening on the East Coast. And these are your neighbors. You can look across the table and see the people's eyes when they're advising you on what you should be doing. 243-7561, 243-7561. And you can head on down to Park Marina Drive and visit them. Let me see what else. We got weather. We got that. I guess, you know what? Let's take a break. And when we come back, you know what? There's certain things, I guess, there's certain things that, it poke you. That it pushes a button, and as soon as you see it, you immediately start reacting to it. Well, I saw it today in the Record Searchlight. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. The gun owner who's been wondering what it might take to apply for and receive a California concealed carry license. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse provides professional training in pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and range training so that you can apply for your California concealed carry license. NFI teaches classes several times a month, including our very popular ladies-only CCW class. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:13 in the morning, 46 degrees, 605-4567 is our phone number. Give us a call. KCNR1460.com is our website, and we're streaming, and it is hump day, thanks to Angel. Thank you, Angel.
Well, we usually have this routine, you know, we come in the morning and
do we have to share our dirty laundry here?
We're going through, we come into the station, we go through, you know, starts the night before with topics, looking, interviewing, reading, and we come in the morning and we watch a little, you know, what's going on in different channels and then look at the papers. And then today, I think it just...
Why? Because I said hello to you?
No, because of something that was in the paper today that just made
That. Yeah. Well, you know, that's what I was going to... I didn't know what you were going, where are you going there, Speedy? I look at the record search line, and in the, Northern California, the top is teen ordered to stand trial for murder. Okay, that's the one that stabbed his dad. Popped the basis of legal filings, and then in this, right below the fold, in this huge, huge headline, ex-Marine sentenced. Attack on teen brings 8 years to life. This one pushes my button. And if you're in the service or a veteran and, or your family's veterans, it ought to push your button too. And I'm not telling you how to think, but this is why. It's another slap at the veterans. They're saying, oh, ex-Marine did something wrong. And you see that a lot. Ex, you know, Special Forces does something wrong. But you never see ex-Marine runs Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ex-soldier, Senator Maurice Johannesson, head of the VA and senator of the state. You never see ex soldier, Fred Salanti, founder of the MI Missing in America project. You don't see ex-Marine Ray John headed up Haven Humane and his works and volunteers at the Good News Rescue Mission. You don't hear about ex-Marines, ex-soldiers, ex-sailors, ex-coasties, ex-airmen giving millions of dollars and thousands of hours to help people and to do things in this, in, you know, the North State. Where does it say that? Where does it say those things? No. It's a slap at veterans. And I've seen this, I mean, this is continuous. Every time they get a chance, oh, ex-Marine does something wrong or ex-soldier does something wrong. You don't see the other side. You don't see the other side where ex-Marines are doing something great. Or ex-soldiers are doing something great, or they're helping the communities, or they're a major part in the, you know, in the Soroptimist, or they're a major part. How about this? Soldier, Captain Rob Pelletti, National Guard, soldier, you know, chief of police. How about that? What about the other ones that play important parts in your lives? But you don't ever see that. You don't see that part. And then, but what you get then is a, you know, an attack. And that's exactly what it is. You can call it anything you want. But it points out, oh, he was, you know, this Marine did this wrong. He was ex-Marine, but he did this wrong. Why? Why isn't there both sides?
Well, if it bleeds, it leads. Well, you know, yeah, that's typical in the press. But let's talk about ex-Marine. That's always been an issue with you anyway.
Well, the thing
about talk about this guy.
The thing about it is he did this. I mean, it was a heinous act. And as soon as the Marine Corps found out about it, they discharged him with a bad conduct discharge, in this, and his buddy. But the point is that, okay, is it a true statement? Yeah, he was an ex-Marine. But let's just have, how about ex-Marines and ex-soldiers and ex-sailors and ex-airmen? How about the good things they do? How about, you know, Chief Rob Pelletti, Lieutenant Colonel, you know, National Guard, two-time Afghanistan? How about, Rob Burrows, retired Navy Chief, Northern California Veterans Museum. How about, former soldier, Senator Maurice Johannesson, who has done so much for this place up here? How about the ones out at IGO? How about the ones that do the burials? All these are ex-Marines, ex-soldiers. You know, what about these? What about these people? You never hear that. You don't see it on the positive side. And why is that? I would expect more from an area or from a paper that says, oh, we support the veterans. We support the veterans. Well, frankly, this is a typical cheap shot at veterans. Let's go to the phones. Jay.
Good morning. Maybe I'm overreacting to touch.
Well, former Carl's Jr. employee, Jay, called Carl to complain about how their unit was in the military.
I don't see if it says former. I don't see where it says former, Depot employee or former.
They only use it when somebody's been in the military.
Yeah.
Yeah. Add like a veneer of danger because, ooh, this guy knows how to kill. Ooh.
Yeah. I know.
The whole thing's ridiculous. I, for one, have never been fond of vilifying the people who protect me. I'm silly that way.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing: is I don't know if Silas or any of his people have been in the service. I would like to know. I mean, I'm sure they haven't been. I mean, I don't know if any of them ever held a gun. That's not a slap. I know Bruce Ross's brother's a Navy SEAL, but. I don't like this because it's just one way. You know, you talk about fairness in reporting and journalism, then put it in for everybody. Every time you mention Rob Pelletti's name, there ought to be soldier in there. You know, the fact is that he's a Reading police chief and he's done this and that needs to be annotated. How about the other police that we have guarding us that are out there on the streets? They're all, you know, many of them are ex-Marines. You don't see that about it when they're talking about solving crimes or putting their lives on the line. Ex-Marine this, ex-soldier this. You don't see that.
No.
It's just,
it is
a headline.
It should be a proud thing.
Do what?
You should be proud of it. I mean, they should be vilifying people for this. It's an idiotic thing, and it's a liberal attitude, and frankly, it just shows that even though I'm sure they mean well, that they're largely biased by the liberal views of what the Record Search Light. And I'm not saying that they're bad people. I mean, heck, they had my dad on the front page of the paper on Sunday.
Oh, I don't think they're bad people. I'm just saying.
No, I don't either.
I just said is they're thoughtless.
I think their liberal views leaking through, and it's sad.
Well, it's a thoughtless way to connotate something with a headline like that. Unless you're going, I don't mind. You want to have a headline like that? Fine. But then the next headlines of anybody else that's ever served is ex-Marine did this. Ex-Marine did this. Ex-soldier did this.
A standard that applies
yes.
to everybody
Everything.
Equally,
everybody.
Not just vilifying.
That's right. Call a record searchlight. Tell them that. All right. Hey,
yeah,
thanks,
my mother
Jay.
Worked there for 14 years.
It doesn't make them bad people. I'm just
no,
saying it's their choice.
Not. They just let the liberal ideology leak through every now and then.
As I see it, the strategy is to market the paper to government employees and retirees who are largely Democrats. Oh,
who else can afford a dollar paper a day?
That was a chat. That was chat room. Is it a dollar? Really?
It's a buck. I mean, who else can afford
93
it?
93 cents. I'm looking at the front. It says Redding, California, 93 cents.
Oh, wow.
You get a rack of the book.
Okay.
Have a great day, guys.
All right,
thanks.
You too. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. Good morning.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town's more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Happy New Year from Bastiani Arms. And Bastiani Arms says thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. With a new year here, Bastiani Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to the knowledgeable firearms specialists, the good guys at Bastiani Arms. They're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 6 days a week. If you got a new firearm for Christmas, now's the time to accessorize it. Maybe take a firearm safety class or hunter's education class. Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience and offers CCW classes and women-only CCW classes. Bastiani Arms has firearms and everything you need for firearms and top-notch customer service. And they appreciate you shopping local. Happy New Year from your friends at Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Welcome back. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. It's 46 degrees out there. It's cold. Go in and get that coffee. Go get those great drinks. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We have a couple of announcements to make here. First of all, a fire weather watch will be in effect Thursday and Friday in most of Trinity and Siskiyou counties, as well as Ono and Platina. The National Weather Service has announced. It's because of the winds and the dry air. We'll be making wildfires more likely in the western portion of the Shasta Trinity National Forest. Winds could reach up to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30. Humidity could drop as low as 5%.
Big fire season.
Be very, very aware. Also, this coming Thursday, you know, a lot of people are wondering about the Delta conservation. Well, at the Red Lion Inn at 3 and 7 p.m., they're going to be holding a meeting, and it's going to be the state officials. They're going to be here to provide information and take public comment on the Bay and Delta conservation plan.
This is your chance to go down and tell them what you think about this, about the what they're trying to do here. A couple other things, and this Saturday, starting at 4 p.m., and it goes on, is at 4 o'clock, the VFW, Anderson VFW, is going to host a spaghetti feed. And it's for $5 a plate, which is a great deal. And what it does is it helps pay, it helps defray the expenses of their honor guard who have participated in over 175 veterans, funerals this year up at IGO at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. They pay for everything out of their own pocket there. So stop on by the Anderson VFW at, after 4 p.m. and get yourself a plate of spaghetti for $5. And this will really help out our honor guard there. A lot of things happening today. The Tri-Counties Bank is buying North Valley Bank, $178 million deal. So this should be interesting. They're talking about having the whole valley here in new spots and combining like this. Other things.
Well, I heard something on the news this morning I wanted to talk about that really got to me, and it was about, pets getting into pot. And, I just found that, I don't know, it, you know, a lot of times people will have their bud, you know, I don't know how pet, you know, who knows, they can get it. I have a girlfriend that didn't really understand why her dog was getting sick. This is just kind of a sidebar here, but she didn't know for a year why her dog kept getting sick. Well, came to find out that her daughter had her Halloween candy under her bed, and nobody knew about it. The dog kept going in and stealing these pieces of chocolate and would puke up, and they were, what is the problem? As she said, after hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of vet bills after a year,
they found out
that it was chocolate underneath the bed. So I've got some friends that, you know, have been having it. So what do you have hiding around that maybe you're not aware of? Now, the news this morning was about dogs getting into bud or pot, and it's actually poisoning them. They don't have the same breakdown system as humans, and especially from the Anderson Veterinary. This is actually from
Trinity County,
same 30%.
They're dealing with marijuana poisoning in pets more frequently. Nationwide, pet poisoning by marijuana has increased about 30% in the last 4 years. They can eat so much they put themselves into a coma. With marijuana intoxication, it's pretty distinct. They devour anything they come across. They break down, as Linda said, they break down cannabis differently. And it's toxic to animals, and edible marijuana treats have a higher concentration of THC. Symptoms include depression, sleeplessness, or excitability. Another thing they have is a high-stepping gait. They will walk really funny and don't know where their feet are. So there's no difference between dogs and people that smoke a lot of marijuana. Their eyes become dilated, and they bob their heads back and forth. I mean, those should be some really good symptoms. Here's the problem, though. They need to be treated immediately. They need IV fluids, emergency drugs, going to get ready to go into a shock. And the thing about this is that while they rarely die from it, they can get extremely sick, and they can hurt themselves by accident. And so what happens is if your dog's gotten into your stash and you have to take him to the veterinarian, then tell the veterinarian, hey, he got into my legally recommended marijuana stash here, And, you need to know that so they can give them an IV and shots or whatever.
Absolutely.
Damn into your stomach, but don't hide it from them. You know, it's not the dog's fault. It's, you know, it's got this yearn for marijuana.
And I need to close with this on the, before we go into our break. You know, they're in the British Jewels, which I hope we get to see when we do our cruise. We go see the British crown. There's a 530 carat star of Africa blue diamond. So, you know, that same mine, which is the Ekolenan mine, out of, near Pretoria in the South African capital. They just found a rare 29.6 carat blue diamond. So you know what? There's still those goods in the earth. But I tell you, that was kind of made headline news as well.
Okay. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back. We're going to be talking about veterans events and how appropriate today after my rant about veterans not being recognized, properly. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Realize that this is the greatest country in the history of the planet and we've overcome many obstacles. We've gone through a civil war and we healed as a nation. That's a pretty big deal. We saved the world in World War I. Oh, and by the way, we did it again with World War II. Oh yeah, we did it another time with the Cold War. We got a pretty good track record here in the United States. We're an amazing country.
The Dan Fagan Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KCNR.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hey, Ernie.
What?
Hey, it's time for Swap and Sell.
Swap and Sell? What's that?
Yeah, it's Ernie and Dave Swap and Sell every Saturday morning.
Can I sell my car?
You can sell anything you want. You can give it away. You can swap it.
Can I have a community event?
Yeah, community event, fundraiser.
Can I have a garage sale?
You can have a garage sale. Any kind of event you have going on, you call us.
Where?
Right here at 605-4567.
You mean here in KCNR 1460?
Every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. Listen for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your North State Swap and Sell.
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
Hello, this is Frank Strazzarino, president of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Did you know that when you buy goods and services in Reading, you are supporting a local business, its owner, and employees in these tough economic times, and your tax dollars give us better police and fire protection, maintain our roads, parks, and trail system, and contribute to our Reading quality of life?
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Wednesday, the 22nd of January, 2014. We're losing the first month in January. That's all I can say. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And good morning to everybody.
Well, good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We can say definitely in our ballpark, we love them. They have quality you can count on, and give them a call at 221-2642 if you have any heating and air needs. And let me tell you, they replaced our, we have a not on demand, but it's a hot water tankless, I guess that's what you would call it. And so we have a 1940s home. So there is this big steel blue, imagine the baby, you know, the blue and the pink. Well, I kept that original tub, which is steel, I think. And so my old hot water, we had to boil water in order for me to take a bath.
The hot water heater would take it up to about a third.
So now I turned the hot water on last night and I left the room, you know, in order to fill the tub. Well, I got in and I scalded. It was amazing for me. I scalded my toe because I didn't realize that the water would be that, fill up the tub and be hot. And I just felt like I was, you know, like.
You were in a, you were in a first world nation.
I found a 29 carat diamond, the blue diamond in South Africa. So Alliance Heating and Air, thank you, because we thought it was going to be just atrocious in order to get rid of that old boiler we had and have to go through all the pipes and everything. So thank you to Alliance Heating and Air.
Well, that's their mention to go, you know, that, but they've done a great job for us. Anyway, okay. Brad Long from the Veterans Resource Center is with us. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you came in, you heard the end of my rant there.
Yes,
and,
I did.
And
welcome to Reddit.
You're here.
Thank you.
Tell us, first of all, about the Veterans Resource Center, and we'll get into other stuff. We got some time here.
Well, the Veterans Resource Center has been in Reading now for about 3 years, and we're concentrating primarily on helping homeless veterans and veterans at risk of losing their homes. We step in with financial assistance and case management to get them back on their feet and rolling again.
Are you a veteran?
Yes.
When we hear your name, do they ever say X? What, soldier, Marine, sailor,
nope.
Airman? Coast Guardy.
Nope.
They don't ever see
sailor.
That.
Yep.
Sailor. They never
yep.
say. They don't say ex sailor. Brad Long helping homeless veterans get homes.
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Maybe I missed it.
Well, thank you for your service, sir.
Yes. Thank you for your service. How's and you've been here for 3 years. How's it going?
I've been with the Veterans Resource Center up here since October, but
right.
Made some tremendous inroads with the veterans up here and great connections, and they're doing fantastic work. Our grant has been expanded this year. We've doubled that. Last year we helped 107 veterans. This year so far we've helped like 62 in one quarter already.
Wow.
So we're really on track to
now,
expand.
When you say help, what exactly do y'all do?
Well, if we have a veteran that's, let's say that domino effect kicks in with the utility bills and other bills, and one thing starts getting behind and another gets behind, and their housing becomes unstable. Let's say they're faced with an eviction notice or the utilities are going to get shut off. They come in and we verify their veteran status, and we start to case manage them, get them back on a budget, check their income status, see if we can help them improve their income. And then what we do is we'll step in with a temporary financial assistance, and we'll pay that back utility. We'll pay the, if there's some back rent that needs to be paid, and get them up and stable. And then we continue to case manage them and coach them along in those little budgetary items that helps get them stabilized. Now, with homeless veterans, we step in with a huge amount of resources. We have the ability. We have four other sites that we actually have 104 transitional beds at. And we can take that veteran and send them over to Eureka or Santa Rosa, Sacramento, even Reno, and get them back up on their feet. Get them in for like 90 days of transitional living, get them squared away, bring them back here, and we can pay their security deposit, first month's rent, utility deposits, and get them into their own place. And we continue to case manage them, refer them to the VA for any medical assistance they might need, or other community services that helps them to sustain that housing.
Okay. Well, you know what? We need that kind of help. And the veterans coming back, let's just say it here, the veterans coming back are having a tough time finding jobs.
Yes.
They're having a tough time, in some cases transitioning back. They're having the VA is, in some cases seems like it's trying to kill them, instead of help them. I can say that. Maybe you can't say that, but I can say that, refusing to look at their cases and things like this. I think we have a great veterans clinic right here in town, and
yes,
I do not include them in this. I include this. I talk about higher ups that get into the bureaucracy of this. And so because of that, when we have people having some problems, especially monetarily, having something like this and helping people get going is a great thing. We're going to take a quick break because you're getting ready to have a, you're having an event coming up that's, again, to help veterans get on the, to get going with jobs and everything like this.
Exactly. Next week we have a fair.
Yep. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back right after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are starting to give up on winter and water. Sure hope we see some in the near future. A lot of our friends and neighbors are depending on it. We just got another load of tractor hydraulic oil in, so if you need a half gallon or a 55 gallon barrel, come on by and let us fill up your cans. Johnny has a few more used kerosene heaters took in on trade, so give him a holler and he'll fix you right up. If you need to spray your deck or fences, we have log and shake oil. If you have a portable heater, we have the Clear Pearl ready to go also. Gary's been filling 5-gallon propane bottles. We just got a batch of new ones in. This February 6th, 7th, and 8th is the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Be sure to put it on your calendar, free to the public. Lots to see. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, shucks, I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with no music right now, but I'm sure there must be a reason for that, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, our friends over there. You know what? If you're looking, you know what? It's not too late to get that great car, truck, or SUV for the year. It's not. You head on down to your neighbors down there at Redding Crown Motors. They have a huge assortment of Lincolns, Dodge Rams, Fords, Hondas, and Nissans right there at 555 Cypress Avenue. Their service department is just outstanding, and they take pride in treating people right. So give them a call, 223-2177, Redding Crown Motors. Our guest is Brad Long from the Veterans Resource Center, and you're getting ready to have a job fair this coming week, right?
Well, it's or a job and housing fair, next Wednesday, the 29th. I believe that's the date. I don't see a calendar, but, 29th from 10 o'clock in the morning till 3 in the afternoon.
Yes, that's correct.
We have about, 30 local agencies, a lot of veterans, specific agencies. The VA will be there. with counselors, PTSD counselors, and like caregiver counselors, some of these other services that we don't know the VA offers. The County Veterans Service Office will be there. They do a great job in helping our veterans file for disability claims and many, many other services. So we've got like People of Progress, the Goodwill Job Center will be there. As a matter of fact, one of the exciting things for us is that that we're going to have some people there directly recruiting. CDC, California Department of Corrections, is hiring a lot of people throughout California, and they're reaching out to get veterans hired into those positions. Another interesting
thing. So this is for all veterans. This isn't homeless veterans. This isn't people down low. These are veterans who have come back. They may have a job, and this was a step up. I was just at San Quentin. In a visit.
And you're going to do a special on that next week.
Yeah, we're doing a special on that one next week. And I talked to a lot of the corrections guys there. Mm-hmm. And, it's not an easy job. On the other hand, they're hiring a lot of people, and it's a decent job. The salary is fair. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, you get the retirement and all that stuff. So that's good. I didn't realize they were hiring a lot of people. I heard California Highway Patrol was also hiring.
I heard that through EDD.
We're hiring up here, not here, but the sheriff is looking for people.
Oh, good.
Also, they're looking for people too. And I think, I don't know if they're looking for people already been through the school or, you know, through the law enforcement academy or what, but they're also looking. So.
I think you get extra points if you've been in the military when you go into a job like that.
I think the state gives you extra points.
Yeah.
Well, they should.
And the thing also is veterans in general, we're asking them to come out and help support us. Because what we do at this fair is we take kind of a general count of the veterans that we have. And that goes into some of our grants and loan requests, and it goes specifically for what's called the HUD-VASH voucher. And these are vouchers that we use to help homeless veterans get into stabilized housing, permanent housing. And so with those counts, we can probably help improve the amount of those vouchers that we get in. And so the more veterans that we have come in, even if you're just looking for a job or just want to network with other agencies out there that are working with the veterans. We've got a VA home loan specialist that's coming in. That's another thing. Now, that's not necessarily, you know, if you're homeless or if your job is unstable or you're looking for a better job. Let's say you're looking to, like, get into a better house or upgrade your standard of living. The VA home loan program is a fantastic program that a lot of veterans don't participate in. I didn't know I really qualified until a few years ago for that.
Well, you know, it is a good program, but but sometimes there are better programs out there, you know, that beat the VA, but the VA is just a great thing. And the education, and here's the other thing, the education benefits, it's very confusing to a lot of people because there's a lot of paperwork. Most of the universities and colleges around here, Shasta and Simpson and all these, they've got people that are assigned to help people with this, but,
yes.
You know, I think we need to encourage our, you know, people to go to a vocational or something like that. I mean, they may not want a college degree, but there's a lot of great courses around here that can lead to some really well paying jobs around here. You know, plumbers, electricians. You get a job as an electrician working for REU, and it's not huge pay, but it's a very livable wage.
It's good. It's good wage. Yes, definitely. So, I mean, we've got other people. We've got the Hope Van's going to be there. We've got Health and Human Services from the county is going to be there. And the idea is to get all these people underneath one roof. And if we get a lot of veterans down there, we can share all this information. And, like, if they come to my table and they're not necessarily looking for housing, I can take them over where, you know, the employment specialists are. EDD, the vets advisors from EDD are going to be there. And there's the other services that we're going to have corralled around there. We're going to have, like, treatment centers for alcohol and drug treatment there. And we're going to have just so many things. One of the things that we're really excited about, actually, is we're looking at opening a chapter up here of the Pets for Vets. And they have specially trained service dogs for disabled veterans. And they're provided free of charge. And so we're trying to garner interest, and we're looking for people who are, you know, interested in working with veterans and are dog lovers. And, we're going to match these people up, and, hopefully we'll have the program going by the end of the year and be able to provide veterans with a companion dog, a service dog.
What about What about a veterans court? Have you heard of those? The ones where it may have a different name, but what it is veterans have a come in to a different court. It's almost like a peer court, and it's and there's several counties and jurisdictions that are running this. I'll get more information for you. But what it does is it takes people that have had PTSD incidents or some of the incidents that and it's not a serious crime, but it's something that can get them in trouble, that they go in through this court and there's, you know, that there's more of a rehabilitative type assistance than there is that's incarcerating them.
So it's more similar to like a drug court or a Prop 36 type of thing.
Kind of like that. But it works with people that have done things that are illegal. Let's just, mm-hmm. Something like that. I know that the courts here will work with people. I know of a young man that had a post-traumatic stress problems and did something stupid. And what they let him do was go to a inpatient post-traumatic stress clinic down run by the military. And after he graduated from that, as long as he stayed out of trouble, his record was expunged after 3 years or 4 years. So, and it kept, you know, and so I think that Shasta County would be something that would be, you know, interested in this. I know you got so much on your plate, I just thought I'd throw that one out.
Well, and that's interesting because, I know, the County Veterans Service Officer, I was talking with Bob Dunlap down there.
Great
about
guy.
How many veterans do we have in the area? And he was saying, we're kind of guessing like 22,000, but we think that's an undercount. And we think there's a whole lot more out there. And the thing is, too, is that veterans, when we reintegrate into society, there's kind of a different set of issues there for us coming back in.
You know, and the other thing, they could have asked one question on the census form, or is there a veteran in your household and how many? Mm-hmm. And then you could have had a great idea of how many veterans and where they were and why they didn't want to do that, I don't know.
And that's why this fair is so important. We want to kind of garner how many veterans do we have and get a better idea of how many veterans are in the area so we can better plan in the future for the services that we need.
Okay. All right. Our guest is Brad Long from the Veterans Resource Center, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Thank God for my life.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 7:54 in the morning. It's 45 degrees. Seems like the temperature's moving backwards. But anyway, so it's going to be 78 today. That's the forecast for our highs. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 45. Tomorrow, Thursday, is going to be around 73, mostly clear with the evening. Again, it feels like the last 2 weeks, our forecasts have had like a big moon in it, like clear skies. Clear nights, 49. In fact, we're probably going to sit outside tonight and enjoy some beverages around a fire. Why not?
Why not?
In one of those little blogs that's, you know, that you can control. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
We just got something over the, we have, of course, being a community radio station, we're moving in the direction that we've had out of from 6A to 6P, or main hours, you know, during the day, of course. And we have local programming, local guys here from for 9 of those 12 hours. And, of course, we're followed by Agenda 21. But in the afternoon, we have a new show called The Dan Fagan Show, and there's just people commenting on it that a lot of people are listening to it, and they wanted to pass that on. Dan goes from 3 to 6 p.m. every day and just does a great job. He is brand new to the area, just like, just like some other people here, but he's brand new and he is talking about what you all are talking about. Our guest is, Brad Long, who heads up the, Veterans Resource Center. We've been talking about the big job and housing fair next week, next Wednesday, in fact, a week from today. And, you know, getting as many as people there, a lot of our listeners are veterans and, or in the veteran community and know people. You might want to pass this on to everybody. Just going down there, just take a look at it. Even if you don't need a job, just to go down there and help them get a good count here. I mean, I don't know, you know, Bob Dunlap and I have talked about this and then his predecessor, Dave, and I've talked about this. Everybody talks about it. Nobody has any idea. Mm-hmm. You think you have this idea it's over 22,000, but it could be 30,000.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as anybody knows, because there's no, you can't find out a number of veterans up here. Anyway, so how do you like it here? I mean, you were at Chico before and all that, so it's not a big move, but.
No, I love it up here. I've been welcomed with open arms into the community, and I've just truly enjoyed the kind of change of pace. It's kind of fast down in Chico.
Well, you know what it does. You know, when you drive into Chico, I mean, even though it's a smaller town, it's a completely different mindset down there.
Yep.
And you see dogs walking around, shaking and bobbing their heads because they've been in people's pot stashes a lot more than you do from right up here on the streets. Here we have people walking around, can't feel their feet and bobbing their heads.
And I don't have to drive around college students on skateboards and stuff.
Oh, it does. There's a different vitality down there, in Chico. I mean, it just does when you've got a college.
Well, Brad, give us one more time what's happening with the fair next Wednesday, time, place. Again, just a recap.
Next Wednesday at the Veterans Memorial Hall I'm new up here. I believe it's on Shasta, Shasta Street.
You mean Yuba, right next to the post office.
That's right,
okay.
On Yuba. And it's from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. We've got over like 30 community agencies specifically there to help veterans. And, we're asking all veterans to come down and support. And we've even got veterans chili and cornbread that's going to be served free. So come down and get some chili and cornbread.
That's cool.
And we're going to do everything we can to help the veterans that come through the door. And, if they need housing, if they need employment, if they need so many different services, we can hook them up with the VA. Like in my case alone, I did not know I qualified for VA health benefits because I thought I had to have a service-connected disability. And it's not true. And I thought I was over the income limit for it. And that's not true either. So I qualified for VA health benefits. And in this day of confusing health benefits and insurance, it's really kind of comforting to be able to know that I've always got the VA health clinic right there in my back pocket. So I qualify for it. And so those are the things that, that we'll be assisting people with.
Sounds great. Okay. So glad you're here. And again, bridging our veterans, or helping to bridge the gap for any, for maybe those veterans who are feeling that they don't have help. Here's a perfect opportunity Wednesday.
Yeah, the 29th.
Thank you, Brad.
Okay, we'll talk about it some more. Okay, when, let's take a break for the news. We'll be right back with the Moral Revolution.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Today marks the 41st anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the decision that legalized abortion in America. March for Life President Jeanne Monahan says that R.V. Wade may not be overturned anytime soon, but pro-lifers will keep on fighting just the same.
Whatever we can do, I think, to help people see that abortion is never good for women, not physiologically, not psychologically, and it's certainly never good for the baby.
The annual March for Life begins with a rally on the National Mall at noon. The sound of snowblowers, the scraping of shovels on the sidewalks can be heard this morning in much of the Northeast after a lot of snow fell yesterday. And lead forecaster Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service says with the snow moving out, the Arctic temperatures are moving back in.
In the wake of the storm that affected the mid-Atlantic to southern New England, temperatures are pretty cold this morning with the large areas with temperatures in the single digits. And when combined with the wind, we have wind chill values well below zero.
Trying to fly from New York to Atlanta is Lisa Nguyen, who says she spent the night at LaGuardia Airport.
It really was great that they had cots, and it was hard to sleep because the lights were on and lots of people were snoring and everything, but I really kept thinking about the people that were displaced from Sandy.
Well, at least one person was killed as a result of this storm. A new poll suggests two-thirds of those surveyed are dissatisfied with the federal government.
The Gallup poll finds 65% of Americans surveyed are dissatisfied with the way the government works. That's the highest recorded percentage since 2001. It's also an increase of 5 percentage points over last year. In addition, two-thirds of those surveyed say they're not satisfied with the size and the power of the federal government. The poll also finds that Republicans and independents have grown less satisfied with the government's effectiveness compared to Democrats. The results are based on the Gallup's annual Mood of the Nation poll. It was conducted from January 5th through January 8th.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon reporting, and this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Talk is cheap.
So says Florida Republican Richard Nugent, who's criticizing Congress for talking a lot about restoring military pensions, but not actually doing anything. Nugent says he opposed the budget bill specifically because it cut the pensions of working-age military retirees. In a message posted on his website, Nugent now accuses members of Congress of crying crocodile tears by vowing to fix the mistake, but so far failing to act. The Senate could consider legislation to restore those cuts as early as next week.
That's SRN News congressional correspondent Wally Hines reporting. A mining company says it has found a rare blue diamond in South Africa. Petra Diamond says a 29.6 carat diamond came from the Cullinan mine. The Cullinan mine is the very same one that yielded a 530 carat Star of Africa blue diamond that is now part of the British Crown Jewels. This is SRN News. Police say the man killed in a Purdue University shooting was a senior at the school who was a teaching assistant and the suspect also a student. The speaker at the candlelight vigil urged everybody taking part to comfort each other in the light of the tragedy. The comments airing on WRT TV.
Lean on your friends and your family and the people that you love and care about. If you have to cry, then cry. If you have to have a shoulder to lean on, then lean on a shoulder.
And Purdue police say that 23-year-old Cody Cousins of Warsaw, Indiana, is being held in the Tippecanoe County Jail on a preliminary charge of murder. Subcompact cars fare poorly in a new crash test from an insurance industry group. Joe Nolan of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
Mini cars are the worst performing group of any we've tested. 10 of the 11 models earn marginal or poor ratings for small overlap protection.
In fact, none of the 12 mini cars tested got the highest rating of good from the Insurance Institute. This is SRN News.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Amendabot. Good morning. 8:06 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. If you have a, a real just burning desire, or even not even a burning desire, to give us a call. We love it. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Baby, I'm burning out of control.
Let's go to...
I like that one.
I like that one. Let's go... There's
Linda. Little Dolly this morning.
Hey, let's go to our friend Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. And what's the latest in the market, Susan?
You guys are so happy today.
Oh, we're happy all the time. You know what? You know, it's you know, it's we're delirious at this point in the morning.
Happy, good. Yeah. Happy Thursday. Happy, or Wednesday. It's hump day.
It's hump day today.
Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 65 points to 16,348. The S&P 500 is off a point at 1842, and the NASDAQ Composite is up 5 points at 4,231. Active stocks this morning, Ford up 9 cents, trading at 16.5. Coca-Cola positive 6 cents at $39.98. And Abbott Labs down $1.03 at $38.09. Taking a look at local bank stocks, Trico Bank Shares and North Valley Bank announced a merger. Trico Bank Shares down $1.02 at $27.03. North Valley Bank up $5.59 at $24.74. Over to commodities, gold is down $1.90 an ounce at $1,240 even. Silver off a penny at $19.87, and crude oil up $1.23 at $96 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 705, 805, and 905 right here on KCNR. And look, you know what? These are your neighbors helping you with making decisions, great decisions on what to do with your investments, what's going on in the market, because you can tell just by listening to any of them, they know what's going on. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. What's the weather?
Currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be sunny with temperatures around 78 today, mostly clear tonight with beautiful skies, 45. Tomorrow, sunny, 73, mostly clear, 49. And Friday, 71. If you're ever going to do your yard work, now's the time to do it. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are our warm friends.
Yeah.
I'm feeling rested today.
Well, you sleep when you're in bed. Are you on your, do you sleep on your side?
I sleep on my side, and we have some new pillows from Sleep Number. And, I went down five more degrees last night to, I don't know what we call it degrees, but I went from 55
so
down to 40 now. And I think it was just what I needed because I'm back to the gym and I'm working out and my muscles are tired. And so I just need a little bit more cush.
So what's your sleep number?
40.
40. Well, my sleep number is 35. And did you know that 9 out of 10 couples cannot agree on the firmness of their bed? That's why the dual air technology, where Linda has one side that's,
no kidding,
that's firmer than mine. You know, so, I mean, that right there is big. And the other thing too is that by your 20th anniversary that you spent 6 to 7 years in bed with your partner.
Ah, well, you know, an elk killer slept on my side last night, so maybe she likes 42.
Oh, well, I tell you what, she can go back and forth. You know what? She's a tweener.
She has options.
That's right. Dual air technology allows that. Now, and you can only find Sleep Number beds at the Sleep Number store where Queen Mattresses start at just $699. And right now you have to take advantage of the 48-month special financing on select Sleep Number beds with approved credit. Ends February 2nd. See store for details. And the store, of course, is down in the Target shopping center there. And you talk to Brad. Talk to any of the people down there. They are experts. They can help you find the right Sleep Number. And you will sleep so much better.
We've really enjoyed it.
Made in America, guaranteed. I tell you what, you can't ask for more. Okay. Today, our guest is...
We have a really special guest. You know how when you find somebody who's super interesting and you know, oh, you have to be our 8 o'clock guest. Well, with a name like Havila...
Yeah.
And a history that you stay tuned because you're not going to believe. This is really going to be a great hour with a really eye-opening woman and what she's doing here in the North State and throughout the world.
We'll be right back.
KCNR 1460.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found the business we could trust, no games, just people that were honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us, or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR
1460. Don't write the wrong music.
It is 8:13 in the morning. It is the 22nd of January, 2014. We're quickly losing this month. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, friends down there.
I noticed.
The largest selection of natural foods, supplements, raw foods, organic foods, raw milk, bulk foods down there for people that are really into their health like we are. They are the ones that we go to. North State's nutrition experts, the people at Orchard Nutrition, Joe and his whole group down there. And of course, Vicky started Amazing Foods for Life, which is a gluten-free, a mix that you can make muffins and cookies and all these things, for you. And that's sweeping the state right now. You can find it everywhere. And our guest is shaking her head up and down because she knows about it. You can get them down there at the Enjoy store too. Anyway, head on down to Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street, which is in the Cypress Square Shopping Center area, or give them a call at 244-9141. Please do that. And when you go in there, just say that you heard us on Carl and Linda with Free Fire Radio.
Okay, the name of our guest, first of all, is just like Havila.
Mm-hmm.
Havila.
Cunnington.
Yep. Who is the director of Moral Revolution. Okay, so our guests are saying, hello. What is that? Who is that?
I know.
Tell us about yourself.
I am Havila Cunnington, and I'm actually new to the area. I was in Sacramento for about 17 years and have moved up here with my husband, and I have four children. Ages 1, 2, 5, and 7, and we are completely done having children. And we moved up here to take over an organization called Moral Revolution. But mostly we're just kind of passionate about helping people make healthy choices in their life, whether it be spiritual choices, whether it be holistic choices to their bodies, whatever it is, getting just a holistic perspective of their lives, how to make better choices. You know, we have one life to live. That's all we got. And so we've got to do a good job at taking care of that. So anyway, I've been an ordained minister for about 10 years, but I've run my own ministry for about almost eight years. And now I'm over here in Reading, running Moral Revolution with my husband, Ben. And we're running this for about almost a year and a half.
What? So Moral Revolution. Okay. So, some people might think, oh, the Moral Revolution, you know, it sounds...
It may have the wrong idea what it is.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Let's talk about what the intention is.
Right, because it kind of sounds like a sexual revolution, kind of like the 70s. My parents were hippies, and, you know, we heard a lot about that kind of stuff.
Your parents were hippies?
My parents were hippies, absolutely. My dad he said he was a long-haired walking germ, and he he actually carved scrimshaw under the banyan tree under Maui, and they, you know, he was all over the place, but they came in, and so yeah, it does seem like it's a sexual revolution, but really part of our, you know, origin, the founding and why we did it was really that we as a society, as America, as the world, lack an ability to make healthy choices with our bodies, sexually make healthy choices. Just have an ability to say, you know what? You are valuable. Your body is valuable. Your mind is valuable. Your history, your future are all valuable. And we want to resource you to make those choices better. And sometimes we just assume because you're an adult, you know how to make healthy choices. And that's really an assumption that's hurt our world. And so I really believe that if we can understand more, if we give, statistically, if you, they've interviewed many people, and they've found that if you give people two choices, good and bad, and you show them the outcome of those choices, guess what? They're going to make a better choice when they're given the benefits and the negatives to it. So our whole organization is about teaching people. We do major on sex. We do major on mind, body, soul, your triune being. We major on all of that. But our goal primarily is to teach you how to live healthy.
Okay, when you say that, when you focus, are you trying to reach the younger people, or is this people? It sounds like it could be people of all ages here.
It does. I mean, currently we've written two curriculums, and one curriculum is based more in a church and religious environment to teach parents and pastors and Sunday school teachers and educators how to teach on healthy sexuality. So that is a Bible-based, morally driven curriculum. We also have a curriculum we're currently writing for sex ed curriculum in public schools, and that will not have obviously a biblical base, but it will have a morally and healthy based choices. So yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, I really believe, you know, we change society when we change the educators. When the educators understand what we're teaching, I mean, morality, sexuality, healthy lifestyle starts in the home. It always has, and it always will. So our goal is to educate the parents the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, the teachers, the coaches, what it actually looks like, help them understand so that they can actually in turn teach those around them.
A lot of times people ask questions, especially younger people on sex. It's, yeah. Older people, adults, really don't even know how to answer.
They don't. Because it's
embarrassed, or two, that they just don't know really what to say. So what you're trying to do is provide a structure that people can say, look, this is what we're talking about. This is your question, and this is in context of things.
Exactly. We have found that there's really three environments that people are raised in when it comes to sex. And one of the environments is the silent environment. And that's the environment where you never heard about it in your home. Your parents never talked about it. It's kind of like having a bedroom door that's locked shut and you never know what goes on in there. So you're found to kind of put it, piecemeal it together and try to figure it out on your own as you become an adult or before you're an adult, really. And then we find there's a saturated environment, and that's kind of where there's no bedroom door. The sanctity of the bedroom is kind of like there's no sanctity. Everything's kind of crude, comes through jokes, comes through. It's all physical. There's no soul spirit connection to a physical encounter, which we know scientifically that's impossible. Your soul and your spirit are connected to your physical body, and it goes with you. And then we also have found that there's a conflicted environment, which is basically what I have found a lot in religious environments, which is don't you dare think about what's going on in the bedroom. Don't even wonder. If you look in there, you're shamed. How dare you even want?
Slap your nose.
Yeah, exactly. But then when you get married, it should be euphoric and amazing and better than you've ever imagined.
All right, we're going to take a quick break because I want to get into each one of these three.
Good.
And when we come back, our guest is
I want to hear you. I want to hear you on
Cunnington.
Ordained.
Yeah, moral revolution.
Ordained. At 15. What's up with that?
Pavela. She's our guest. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. Baby, we're burning.
Dr. Maria Salas, join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, shucks, I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 800-333-3333. 1-800-390-8054, and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good job there, Bob.
We didn't hear girls just want to have fun, but we heard the first part. We know what it means. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Spray Service, our friends out there that if you have anything in time in need of for pest control or weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments, I mean, they are like the lawn physician out there. They can make your yard look great. They're going to be coming out to our place here soon. Reading Spray Service, give them a call at 221-3007. A locally owned, locally operated, been in the business over 20 years. Check out their website, readingspray.com. They got those great commercials too.
This morning is Havila Cunnington. Mm-hmm. And, we were talking before the break, that you have written curriculums, on the moral revolution, one that would be for, more of a biblical sense, one that is going to go into more of the mainstream schools. And so you were talking about the three different approaches to sexuality. And it's very interesting because, of course, you know, here in the morning we talk about, you know, what's happening to city council, what's happening with politics, but all, you know, cross a lot of things. But it's interesting to have a guest like you to come on, and really this is what happens in your life every day.
Yeah.
If you're in touch with your family, your grandkids, your neighbors,
right,
how do you make a difference with really being attuned,
right,
to what's happening right now?
Right. No, exactly. I think, you know, part of the society that we've kind of been raised in is a lot of it is fear-based. You know, be careful with your body because you might have a baby. Be careful with your body because you might have a disease. Be careful with what you do because you might get addicted. And I just am a real believer that if we give people healthy choices, there's a lot of hope, and we can change our society internally without it always coming from the outside. And I think internally people have a deep desire to live the right kind of life. I think that no matter what kind of lifestyle you've grown up in, there's something about always feeling wrong that wears you out. And when we make better choices, it's like you said, you're working out now, and that feeling of like, I may not be as healthy as I want to be, but I'm making the choices to be better. There's something about that that is addictive, and it changes us. And so I'm just a big believer in that. I feel like with the curriculum that we've written, it's not fear-based. It's not shame-based. It's not you better or this can happen to you. It's really about you are powerful. You get to make any choice you want to make. You are fully an adult. And when you start to take your power back, you get to actually make better choices. And no matter if anybody agrees with you or not or likes your choices, guess what? You get to make those choices and you get to live with those. The more powerful we are, the better we're able to make choices. We're not a victim. We're able to be powerful and be more in tune with ourselves, be honest with ourselves.
Well, we're talking about responsibility.
Responsibility.
Being able to take the responsibility for your actions and not be covered up. Oh gosh, you know, this happened to me when I was a child. I mean, okay, you're 45 years old. Do you think you know the difference between right and wrong? I mean,
right.
That's where I'm at on a lot of this.
That's great.
Going back to your environments
yep,
of sex. I was in the one when I asked my parents about, it was something had to do back when I was 12 or 13.
Yeah.
I asked them a question because I'd heard a word and all this. Well, I was sat down and I got all these booklets.
Oh no.
And I'm looking at these booklets, which were really quite embarrassing at the point, because I'm sitting there and my dad says, no, do you understand that?
I went, well, you know, he tried to educate. That's great.
But he tried. Actually. No, but they tried, but you could see him.
Okay,
I remember
yeah,
that look they gave each other when I asked the question. It was like, and they had these booklets probably for a year. I don't know, maybe 2 years.
That's awesome.
But coming into all these different things is, you're right. You know, it's like, we're not going to talk about it at all, and you got to learn from your friends.
Absolutely.
Second is that you're just in the middle of all this, and
right,
I know people like that.
Absolutely.
And the third one is we, you know, where this is a God-fearing household, and you mm-hmm, better not ask mm-hmm, and all this, and you will never mm-hmm, do it, but it's going to be great later on.
Exactly.
And they wonder why people have hang-ups.
Exactly.
They wonder why Americans have such mm-hmm, hang-ups.
No, you're exactly right. I think understanding where you've come from will allow yourself to have permission to change. So, you know, obviously in your home, when you asked, your parents just gave you a bunch of stuff. I think one question we can ask as parents or grandparents or whoever is, what do you mean by that? Really ask them instead of just assuming that they're talking about everything that you know, you come home and it's like, what does this word mean? And then you give them 18 things and you tell them how sometimes a child doesn't always know what they're asking. And so one of the best questions we can ask is, what do you mean by that? Ask more questions versus just going in the educator mode and kind of lecturing them into it. You know, we want to have relationship with those around us. We need to connect with their heart. And so if we can ask, hey, what do you mean by that? You know, what do you think about that? What's something that have you wondered about? You know, something with my boys, when they come home, I say, was there something that was said at school that you don't understand? Was there something that someone laughed about that you'd like, mom's an expert. You know, I love, one of my friends always says, you know, your friends are dumb and I'm awesome. You know, I've got the best. I know exactly what everyone's talking about. So ask me. We need to be that way. I mean, he's teasing his kids, but he's allowing them to ask any question. And we can be embarrassed. And that's why we wrote the curriculum, was because it is embarrassing. Sometimes when we've been in a silent environment, it's the last thing we want to talk about. And so the goal with writing our curriculum was to lead it. In fact, in February, in Redding, California, on February 13th and 14th, we're going to be recording the entire series and having a couple hundred people come out, and we're going to invite them to sit through our six session course, and we're going to teach them, hey, this is from the beginning to the end. This is what it looks like. And I believe we'll have parents and educators there, along with, we'll be filming it so that the parent can sit down, or the pastor or the grandparent can actually put the DVD on, and I'll teach it for 20 minutes and they'll kind of be able to get it out without having to say it themselves.
Oh, okay. Here, just read this or just listen to this.
Yeah,
hey, we're going to take a quick break.
Kavala is our guest, and we'll be back after these messages. KCNR 1460. Okay.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, it's right. Why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day. And we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
For the best roundup of the local high school and college sports scenes, plus in-depth discussion, tune into the NorCal Sports Show with Nate Abarea at 6 p.m. Tuesdays on KCNR 1460. Nate takes you right to the heart of NorCal action with interviews, analysis, and roundtable talks. Call in or tune in. You'll want to join Nate on Tuesday nights if sports are in your blood and the local scene is on your radar. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesdays, 6 p.m., Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Realize that this is the greatest country in the history of the planet, and we've overcome many obstacles. We've gone through a civil war, and we healed as a nation. That's a pretty big deal. We saved the world in World War I. Oh, and by the way, we did it again with World War II. Oh, yeah, we did it another time with the Cold War. We got a pretty good track record here in the United States. We're an amazing country.
The Dan Fagan Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:34 in the morning. 45 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. What can I say? Great people there, DC, Tim, and Logan. Head on down there, the Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Okay, our guest today is Havila Cunnington, who is the director of Moral Revolution. And we've been talking about the fact that a lot of times people have real problems, younger people especially, talking about sex with their parents. And you're here with the Moral Revolution to help people make those right decisions, just to give them a framework, not to tell them how to do it, but to give them a framework. Well, let's go to the phone. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning. I have at least two questions because you're discussing the subject of morality, and as a Christian, I know that the source of morality, the determiner of morality, is God. So my first question would be to you, would be, are you yourself a Christian?
I am. I'm a Jesus follower. Yes, okay. I follow him.
Since you are trying to help pastors, what would you be telling pastors that they don't already know?
I think, you know, a couple things. I think the first thing we're trying to do is infuse pastors and leaders with the courage to talk about it, giving them permission to talk about it. Most churches, I've been in ministry for, you know, 15 years. I travel 2 to 3 times a month in all kinds of denominations, everything from Alliance to, non-denominational, all the way to, you know, Baptist. I'm all over the place. And what I have found is that most pastors may know what's right, but they lack the courage to talk about it. The world has told us that Christians specifically are out of date, they're out of touch with culture, and so they have no right to really talk about it. Yet as a believer and as a Christ follower, God made sex. He created sex. So we should be going to the origin of who created it. And I like to say God's the most sexy person alive. I don't know if that's appropriate, but he really is. He's the one that created sex. He's the one that's bringing it back, not Justin Timberlake. And so, you know, there's that part of it where, yes, they know it, but they sometimes don't quite know how to say it. It's almost like me. I've been married for almost 8 years, and so there's a tendency for me to lose touch with what it's like to be single, what it's like to be abstinent for a season. And so it's good to remind them this is really what goes through the mind of the average person and what they need to hear.
Well, our country was founded by founders who knew that if we were not a moral country, that we would fail, that we would lose our liberty.
That's right.
And so the moral criteria is extremely important. It's what was done away with in the 60s, and it has hurt this country very much. My concern, I think, with you was whether or not you're putting forth the source of that morality is God and not making it something that you've invented. That was my concern.
Yes, I think that's great, Cheryl. And I think, you know, the main point is, yeah, absolutely. God is the origin of all of that. But many times I think... making healthy choices absolutely come in with the Bible, with God. But I also think that sometimes, we can make better choices that lead us to be open to what God is saying. Sometimes we can try something and realize that it works and then figure out who invented it versus saying this is how it was invented. Now try it. I think can sometimes disconnect from people.
So in other words, even if you don't believe in God, following the Ten Commandments and a lot of the commandments in Scripture is good sense.
Absolutely.
It works out better for you when you do it, even if you don't want to believe that he's the author of that
That's
morality.
Great. Absolutely. Just like reaping and sowing, you know, the average farmer can reap and sow. It's a biblical, you know, base reality.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. But it still works no matter what.
You're very good. Okay, well, that's interesting.
Thank you, Cheryl.
If your goals are good and you're being bold in the Lord, then I wish you the best.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks, Cheryl.
And again, Havila, you have a – let's talk about your dates again, because we're going to bring you on, of course, after we take a break here. But you've got something that you're going to be the in February that you're going to be – I think a lot of people will want to attend. And is it open?
Absolutely. Okay. It's open to the community. You can find out information at moralrevolution.com, moralrevolution.com. We're doing a live event. It's going to be filmed along with six sessions in our six-week course called Let's Talk About It, Sexuality. And we're going to take you through everything from the environments that we talked about all the way through what restoration actually looks like and healing looks like and how to live it out. So that is February 13th and 14th. It'll be on the Bethel campus, but it will be open to the public, and there'll be people from all over that are coming in for that.
You know, we go back to, and Cheryl, you know, Cheryl's questions were good, because she was, I could see where Cheryl was thinking was that, or I think she was thinking was, you're coming up with a whole new process here and taking away from the basic.
Yeah.
What I see that you're doing, Havila, is you're providing a structure for people to operate within that starts with, you know, belief of God and where the original thoughts came from. Things have, you know, people may be teaching responsibility and the right way of doing things. But you can't forget is the moral base that starts this.
Right.
And with that structure, like you said, it gives people the courage.
Right.
And if you can talk with your children, or even if a grandparent or an aunt, if you can talk with your children and it's healthy, it would be so much better than having shame around it.
Yeah, or fear.
Yeah.
And I think part of the premise is that, we really like to talk about that you're made in a triune being, your spirit, soul, and body.
Well, let's talk about that as soon as we get back from this break.
Great.
Our guest, Havila Cunnington, who is the director of Moral Revolution and is obviously outspoken in her beliefs and is out there, and she's willing to share.
I love her bigness.
You are running your own business. Already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work. Working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Aren't you Don Shulman?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I listen to you all the time. Let me give you a big kiss. Mwah.
Oh, thank you. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 10 to 12. Look at the rewards I get. What's yours? Be sure to tune in. I think you're going to have a lot of fun. We do.
The Don Shulman Show. Call in every Sunday between 10 and noon at 605-4567 and show Don your affection on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, my goodness.
So my era. Yeah, okay.
Linda's just, you know, she's levitating through here.
That is like the disco era. Okay, the truth about me. That's my era.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, guess what's coming? Valentine's Day. And what's Valentine's Day mean? Presents. And I tell you what, Leonard and his associates have got it all. Loose stones, rings, jewelry of any kind, estate jewelry, which is absolutely beautiful. Of course, Linda's in love with that. But he also has a direct line for diamonds at great prices to Israel. And he can find anything you want. You're going to get a great deal with Four Winds Jewelry. We've had nothing but, we can say nothing but great things about Leonard and his associates. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give him a call at 222-2750. Four Winds Jewelry.
Our guest is Havila Cunnington. She's the director of Moral Revolution. She's written the curriculums for public schools as well as, some of the private schools, Christian themed. Let's talk a little bit about your past. How in the heck do you become ordained at 15? What does that mean?
Well, you know, I grew up in a minister's home, and I did not want to be in ministry. It was the last thing I wanted to do. I think when you're any kind of PK kid, all you can imagine is yourself preaching your dad's messages, praying your dad's prayers, and that it wasn't me. I grew up with a bunch of learning disabilities. I was a horrible reader, horrible writer. So I just assumed that I would not be the girl that God would want to use. I mean, God uses, you know, cool people. He uses cute people. He uses people that are smart and can educate. And so I just assumed it wasn't me. And so at 17, I really came to know the Lord and just said, you know, I'm a girl. I'm young. I don't have any special giftings or graces on my life. But if you want to use someone, you can use me. And I really felt his hand on my life. And really jumped in. I started with small little youth groups, you know, 10, 15 people with their arms crossed in a back row laughing as you talked. And that's what I did. And I just began to teach. And my main message was, if God can use me, he can use you. That's basically what it is. So my sister and I have a twin sister. We traveled for about 5 or 6 years doing that. Then I took a break, got married, had 4 kids and got back on the road about 2 years ago. And now I travel about 2 to 3 times a month all over. We'll go, we'll go to Switzerland in March, and we got a whole different places that we're going to go teach. But, it started with a call. It started with a desire. And, some people start with gifting. Some people start with desire. And really depending on what you give yourself to, things grow. And so that's kind of how it started with me.
I think that's a beautiful thing that you've said there, because you could take that towards any, act of life. That could be music. That could be a sport.
Yeah.
That could be the learning the knowledge. Like, I'm not gifted. I have a hard time reading. I have a hard time writing. But when you turn your life over, there are wonderful doors that happen that you would never think.
I believe that.
Would ever be.
Absolutely.
Like, how in the heck did I get here?
Right. Well, I mean, how many of us know? We all know fantastically gifted people that are doing nothing with their gift. And you're amazed at them.
They
squander it. You meet them and you think, you are the most, you are way more gifted than I ever was. But sometimes when you don't have the gifting, the desire can overtake, and you're a harder worker. You try harder. You're willing to fail a little bit more. You don't depend solely on your gift to grow. So I absolutely agree with that. Anything in our lives.
What would you say, cause you see so many thousands of people here, I mean, literally thousands of people.
Yeah.
What would you say biggest challenges are for our kids? We had a mother come in here one day and say, the phones, the iPhones, which you are obviously an expert on here. she said to her, fellow mothers, and she says, "You think you know what your child's doing? Go into the room at 11:30 at night and pick up their iPhone and look at it." Mm. And the next day, and they all, cause they all said, "Oh, no, no, you know, they all, we talk all the time, well, no." And the next day, several of them came back and were just absolutely shocked. Mm. Shocked at what they had seen on their kids' phones and had no idea.
Because the kids are being two different people.
Well,
right?
They are, obviously, but what would you say is the biggest thing facing our kids?
Yeah, today? I mean, partly I would say no one should have a phone in their room at night. I think, you know, I've heard a lot of parents that they have a policy where everyone plugs their phone in on the counter and they go to bed. I think there's good policies and healthy policies, and that's a whole separate. I think one of the major things I'm seeing in this generation is nobody believes that everyone has the same value. You know, I think about a penny on the floor, and if you found a brand new penny and you found an old penny, they all have the same value. And, you know, the effectiveness changes, but the value doesn't. And I think what's happening in our generation is we don't know our own value. We don't know that we have value because we're alive and we're here and we were created by God. And so we have a tendency to try to find our value in all kinds of things, whether it's how we look, what kind of sports we play, whether it's who we're dating or what's in our bank account or whatever. We have a hard time knowing that we all are the same. We all have the same value before God and before man. And so then I think what happens is we mess with our value. We're always trying to find value, and we can then in turn get addicted to things, and we get addicted to approval, or we get addicted to who likes us or who wants us, or social media is just an addiction to wanting attention and wanting to know that we're valuable. So yeah, I mean, I guess there's all kinds of ways you can look at it. I guess I just feel like there's always hope. There's always hope things can change. If people know who they are, then they can change.
Okay. I think if people, again, are given that framework in their life that they can hang their life on. And it doesn't mean, like we say today, at the end of each show, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Yeah.
Which are you, all right? I'm not there to make that decision who's a good guy.
Yeah.
Or a bad guy. That comes from within you.
Yeah.
And you know if you're a good guy or a bad guy. I hope. But I've actually had police say they don't know. They don't know if they're good guys or bad guys, because a lot of these guys that do bad things think they're really good guys, you know, and it's the right thing to do. So you go back into this, what's that framework?
Yeah.
And if it's a good framework, then everybody knows can take that choice and make the right choice for themselves.
Great. We'll come back. Let's talk a little bit about, and we'll talk about more about what you're doing, but you're plugged in, and let's talk about today with kids. Do you talk to them about cell addiction, addiction, sexting?
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff that people just are starting to think that that's just mainstream. Okay.
It's great.
How do we change that? Let's come back. KCNR 1460.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:55. I'm sorry. It's 8:55 in the morning, January the 22nd. Tomorrow we're having Jay Nash on. Jay is one of the authors of this great study on water in California in the future. And he's from University of California, Davis. I think you're really going to like this. The things that we're facing in the next 10 years, species going away, farming, the amount of water, private water, water rights. So we're going to be talking about that tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
All right. Currently 57 degrees, a very sunny day with temperatures around 78, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 45. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are a warm friend. It's going to be a warm day. And let's get back to our very special guest today. It's been really a ride. We've loved it, and it's been so great to meet this great personality with a wonderful message, Havilah Cunnington. She is the director of Moral Revolution. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Closing thoughts. We were talking about what it is, sexting, sex with the young kids, and how to, I mean, it's a numbingness. A lot of the speed technology, I think, numbs. And we were talking about how you can't have too much protection.
Yeah.
Why don't you share some of those thoughts?
Yeah, I think the goal is, as any parent, is we've got to educate our kids on how to approach things, because there's a different season when we actually protect their innocence, and we do make sure that we're conscious of making sure that things aren't allowed in our home. You know, we say, well, we're not teaching that, but if there's a show that's on, or they're always surrounded by other things than what you're saying, then it can be very hypocritical in their life. But if we can protect their innocent, keep them kids. But then there's a point when we as parents have done, I believe, when we've done our job well enough, that we start to let them fail a little bit and teach them how to deal with their failure. You know, our kids, you're going to see things. I mean, right now, 7 out of 10 men look at pornography. 5 out of 10 women look at pornography. It's not just a male issue. And most of them have been exposed at young ages. And so the goal is not, oh God, you know, hopefully they never see pornography. If they do, I'd be devastated. No. The goal is, when you see something like this and you role play with them, what do you say when your friends say, let's look at this? What do you say when someone sends you a message like this, or tries to say, hey, send me a picture of yourself in your bra. You know, send me a picture of yourself. And give them the language. Many times I think we get stumped with, I don't know what to say. I'm embarrassed. I want to fit in. And so we do a lot of role playing. How would you approach that? You know, when someone says this, here's how you know, with my boys, we practice. I don't want to look at that. Oh no, thank you. And then running back, let me know. You'll never get in trouble for telling me what's going on. Never. If you're honest with with me, you're never going to get in trouble, but you need to be honest with me. Honesty is more valuable to me than you being a perfect kid. And so we really talk a lot about that. I think that there's a lot of experts out there. There's a lot of people that know a lot more than I do when it comes to sexting and, you know, influence of media. But I think anything can be used for good or evil. I really believe that. And so how can we protect our kids? You know, there's all kinds of, in our home, we have nannies on all of our computers, all of our TVs. You know, you as a grandparent, you may have grandkids coming over. Guess what? If you leave your phone out, you leave your TV on and you go to bed, you know, you got to be thinking about those things. There's a lot of danger out there. So how can you protect? There's all kinds of free or even very inexpensive things that we can put on our computers, TVs, even on your regular TV. You can put a code, anything over PG-13. You'd have to type in a code. Guess what? Everything gets protected in your home. You are the guard. You're the protector. Whoever's in your home, whoever's on your phone, on your iPad, you get to protect that. And we need to be aware of that. So I think that's important.
Great energy and great thoughts for today.
Yeah, and so let's talk again about when is it in February you have an event?
Yeah, February 13th and 14th on the Bethel campus. We're doing a 2-day event. It's 6 sessions. We take you through our course, our sexuality course called Let's Talk About It Sexuality. When you, it's an event you'll have to pay for. It's about $35. You'll get a participant guide along with some resources that will help you. And the goal is to teach you, you're going to want, who we're inviting our parents, grandparents, educators, Sunday school teachers, and any young adult that's ready to talk about sex.
Okay. And who should we call?
You need to go to moralrevolution.com. Moralrevolution.com. And you get on there and there's a button right there. You press that and you can sign up online. It takes, PayPal right there and you can get signed up to go, as well as you can follow me. I'm at HavilaCunnington.com. HavilaCunnington.com. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. Yeah, Twitter, whatever's out there, I'm on it, and
you can follow us.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute.
Let
me comb my hair again from we've been caught in a tornado. You know what? Is this Hurricane Havila?
That's right. Hurricane Havila. I like it.
Thanks a lot for being with
us. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know what? We wanted to learn more about this and I think it's something that people need to take a look at. Positive influence, making, the right choices and sense of responsibility. Again, tomorrow, Jay Nash from University of California, Davis. We're talking water big time. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There are some big travel delays in the Northeast in the wake of the heaviest snowfall of the season.
There was a pretty broad area of 6 to 12 inch plus snows from the Washington, D.C. area through Philadelphia, New York City, now up towards Boston. Highest snowfall totals were 14 to 15 inches across parts of New Jersey.
Government forecaster Bob Orovec, 1,400 flights have been canceled so far today. It's also challenging on the roads. Took Steve Arecci an additional 45 minutes to get from New Jersey to his job on New York's Wall Street.
It's been pretty rough out here. The roads are real bad. The ice has been stacking up, and I mean, we got a couple inches of snow that they still got to get out of
Paul.
Here. So it hasn't
been. Hi, it's
long.
Bob Martin.
And now,
I'm producing the show
all
today.
All that snow and cold isn't keeping pro-lifers from gathering in Washington for the annual March for Life. Jeff Bradford with the Ministry Online for Life.
We are encouraged.